This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome this beautiful Saturday morning, the 9th of February, 2019. Cal Hunter is happy. His children have come back to roost. Todd and Denise is here, and myself, Fred Penny, your host. And Cal is just elated to have us back, and especially to have Denise back to keep the boys in check from the last Saturday where the three of us were the three musketeers, the three stooges.
The three bears, but Goldilocks has come back.
That's exactly. Goldilocks is here with a little cold. Denise, welcome back. We missed you. You know as well as Todd and I were looking at each other before last Saturday going, this is weird not having Denise here to make sure we're doing everything right.
So did you do everything right?
Of course we did, because we're the three amigos.
You are Denise Due Diligence Dirks.
Yes.
Well, the question is, Denise, have you gotten any audio of last week's show? Because if you have not, then yes, we did everything
don't
correct.
Don't listen to it, please.
We did everything right.
That's exactly
yeah,
right.
No, I started to listen to the show, and then I fell asleep.
You know what happens? Unfortunately, you're not the only one.
I told you we shouldn't put the disclaimer at the beginning of the show.
Cal, can you save that little tidbit for later? Yeah, I listened to the show, but I fell asleep.
Yes, I have it on the drive.
Let's save that sometime when people, the show's getting boring, and after 3 hours people are falling asleep, you just play the Denise thing. Yeah, especially do it when Denise is talking.
We'll put it in one of our little drop-in segments.
Yeah, we'll drop it. Hey, today's going to be kind of exciting. First of all, we're going to talk about our case or no case. Mm-hmm. We're going to see if we can't get some points. That's what everybody likes. We're going to talk about Bezos. A new lawsuit letters going out for more celebrities and news programs and et cetera, et cetera, of the Covington Catholic teen. We got a hashtag lawsuit. We're going to talk about hashtag lawsuits and whether or not you can own or a hashtag or claim it as a trademark. Self-driving Uber lawsuit. I'm suing because you gave birth to me lawsuit. That is going to be the best one. And we're going to discuss whether or not these millennial children can sue their parents due to the fact that they birthed them or brought them into this world. Kids climate lawsuit. We're going to talk about PG&E fires briefly. There's more going on. Can a restaurant charge extra because they have more labor or... because the minimum wage has gone up, can they charge an extra surcharge on your ticket? Yes or no, and we're going to discuss that and see whether or not legally they can do that.
You mean rather than just building it into the price of their
exactly
food?
Right, right.
Exactly right.
Separate surcharge.
Yes.
No, not building it into the food. Here's the surcharge, 3% for extra labor costs.
Wow.
That's the question is, and there are lawsuits that came out with this, so we're going to tell you.
And there'll be more.
What's going on with that?
And there is a precedent for that that we can talk about from back when you all three were very young.
Yes.
There's a precedent about that, and that is that when Jimmy Carter was president, mm-hmm. and gasoline went from about 29 cents a gallon to a dollar a gallon, many labor unions, painters, plumbers, so on, would do their regular work, and then right at the bottom, gasoline price surcharge.
That's true. I remember that.
Right, and add that right into, and it was not a part of their regular cost. They simply put in an extra charge for the extra cost.
That is, I've seen that actually recently, not within the past 10, 15 years, mm-hmm. when the gas was up, I've seen that gasoline surcharge on, like, delivery companies
right.
and stuff
so
like that.
So we're talking about a whole legal area here, aren't we? Not just restaurants.
That's exactly
that's
right.
True.
Soda warning ads. Are they going to legally require sodas now to put warning ads like cigarettes? And if that's the case, we better read up on those because that's really important.
because the cigarette warnings ads have done such a good job of curbing smoking. Yes, yes.
Well, the best part is now that people aren't smoking, they can smoke marijuana. There's no. Is there any warning on ads on any of this marijuana that you go buy at your drive-through, Cal, that you go to?
No, because we don't know the dangers because they have not been legally allowed to test for those dangers in the United States.
Yes, that's true. We have no idea.
We don't know. So just smoke away.
Yes, just smoke away. There we go.
Ignorance is bliss. That should be the name of a new line of marijuana. Yeah. I'll have the Colombian Gold. And why don't you throw me in an ounce of ignorance is bliss?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Extra tar.
Yes.
Oh. Now vaping. It's funny. The vaping thing they're trying to say is not so good for you.
Well, a guy just got killed.
Especially
from
a guy in Texas who smoked a brand new vaping pen and it blew up and cut his carotid artery and he bled out. I mean, it was bad.
I wonder if my Texas lawyer is working on that one.
Probably.
You know what? Don't forget we're talking about general topics of law. Seek your own counsel. This is our disclaimer. Don't go to court and say Denise Dirks told me the following on Radio Law Talk.
Okay, she's nodding off, right? You just started that. She's already nodding off.
I know that.
What, Denise, wake up. Wake up. Come on.
855 Law Radio. 855 Law Radio. If you want to call in or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. And we're going to talk about a lot of fun things today. But let me just tell you a couple of quick tidbits of what happened. So as some of you may know, but a lot of you don't, is my law firm, and I'm not throwing out a sponsors, a number of events and, you know, a pregame show for basketball teams. And we do, and I like a number of NCAA teams. We do like the University of Pacific Tigers. I'm going to do a shout-out. I told them I'd do a shout-out to the Pacific Tigers. They are a basketball team in the West Coast Conference. They play against Gonzaga, St. Mary's, Brigham Young University, Pepperdine.
And everybody says, well, thanks to them, Gonzaga has an easy path to the NCAA tournament. But that's not true.
Gonzaga plays some tough. They are just a powerhouse. So I rolled in and went to the St. Mary's game in Moraga, California, which, those of you who don't know, is the Bay Area.
What a beautiful campus.
And a beautiful campus. Oh, my gosh. And a shout-out to St. Mary's. And they have only, like, 3,800 students. And yet, they're one of the top basketball teams in the country. I mean, they're not, like, a top 25 this year, but they've been in the top 25 before in this beautiful little campus. And I got to travel with the team, the University of Pacific Tigers, and that is Coach Damon Stoudemire, the former basketball star, and
Mighty Mouse. Yes,
Mighty Mouse.
Right.
Got to travel with Damon, who I know well, is a friend of mine. But I'm going to do a shout-out to Zach Bay-Rudy. Zach Bay-Rudy is the Stockton Ports, which is a little single A, right? Or is it single or double A? But it's a single A baseball team, or maybe a double A.
Aren't they an affiliate of the Oakland A's?
Somehow, yes. He is, and he does the Pacific Tigers announcing of the basketball. And so I got to sit. He says, Fred, here's your press pass. I'm getting you a press pass. And I sit at the table right up front. It was on ESPN, this game. And everybody's always texting me saying, I see you on ESPN. Why aren't you talking? Well, Zach is a nice guy, and is smart. If no, he turns my mic off. So here's the host of Radio Law Talk, and he's doing the play-by-play. And I'm sitting there as a statistician, and the mic's turned off. And everyone's like, I don't see you talking because nothing's coming out. But so he actually turned his mic on for one on me, and we had a nice little discussion, and then he turned it off.
Said, okay, that's enough.
That's enough, and then turned it off. Shout out to Zach Bay-Rudy, who is looking for his big break, obviously. Phenomenal.
He's really good.
He is really a good commentator from sports. So those of you looking for him to move up. But we're going to do case or no case, and Denise is going to talk briefly about how much fun she had this week without us. And you're hanging out in Alaska, I guess, right?
Yes.
Fun time, huh?
Well, the occasion wasn't fun, but going to Alaska was fun. Yeah.
Going to Alaska,
I got sick on the airplane going there. I sat next to this person who was sick
on airplanes.
Yeah.
Todd, work a little harder for us, Cal. We need our own jet. Okay, the Radio Law Talk jet. Then we don't have to do this anymore.
Now we're talking.
Okay, we're going to be back. We're going to do a case or no case, follow up on all these wonderful topics. And I'm your host, Fred Penny. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. And we'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
It's time to get points for all of us, especially me, in case or no case. Denise is ahead of us, but what everybody waits for and everybody tells us they love is case or no case. Roll it.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
point totals as of February 19th. Fred Penny, 6. Denise Dirks, 19.
I have 20.
No, 19. I'm just going on my count. You may have 20. I just have 19. But listen, you're so far ahead, it doesn't matter.
Are you those people that are like, you know what? I need another 10 bucks. Yeah. Well, I just gave you 22 million. I'm short
listen,
10 bucks.
I'm short a nickel here. Hello.
And, you know, it has to be a full million.
And Todd Kuenin has... Well, is lacking points. Let's just say the balance is...
I really missed a good show last week, didn't I?
Oh, man.
I gave him plenty of chances. Oh. I laid it right out the flat. All right. You know, we should have always... going forward, we're not going to implement this today, but we should always have one person be eligible to do Double Jeopardy, shouldn't we?
Yes. I think you should at the end. Let's change it up, Cal, that from now on... The person at the very end, I mean, they can choose to double it up.
Yeah, the person with the least points. Right. All right, but now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take you to, of course, Todd doesn't have any points.
Double zero is still zero. Yeah, go ahead, right there. Ellen Todd quadruple it.
I take you to Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay.
Where undercover police brought criminal charges against 20 patrons who had too much to drink in a bar. They were drunk in a bar. Local hospitality industry representatives said the police are overzealous. They're unfair. After all, their places are bars, they say. And that's where people go to get drunk.
What? Wait a minute. Is this the shocker that you're bringing? In Alaska, in a bar, some people are drunk.
Get drunk, right. And the police gave them tickets for being drunk. Not congratulatory tickets to the policeman's ball,
but
a notice to appear.
Okay.
The bar and restaurant owner said, we're going to lawyer up. We're going to defend our servers and our bartenders and maybe even our clients caught up in this sweep. The booze cops stroll into a bar. They order beers or cocktail and scan the room, looking for the most intoxicated person there. The plainclothes cops alert the guys outside. The drunk people walk outside of the bar.
Oh, they're waiting for them to come out and get on their snowmobile.
And they
I get it.
And they bust them seriously for being drunk in a bar.
Or drunk in public.
Drunk in the bar.
The
actual charge is being intoxicated in a bar.
So while you're making this up, I want to add some stuff in.
Well, I'll embellish it any way you choose. And so, Mr. Kuenin, since you have the most to gain and absolutely nothing to lose, I ask you, case or no case?
Well, let me ask you this, Cal.
Sure.
What year was this?
I don't know.
You don't know what year this was?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I know it's a fairly contemporary case. I mean, within the last 5 years, I know.
It is within the last 5 years.
I mean, it's not something that happened in the gold rush time in the Klondike.
I was going to say, is this something that is prohibition oriented? Although,
yeah.
I don't think Alaska was a state during the time of prohibition.
They were still a Russian name.
Yes.
You're going to have that state. We don't care. There's no oil anywhere.
All right.
$1 million. There you go.
You're getting tickets. You're getting tickets because you're not drunk enough. Okay? Okay, so let's see here. I'm going to say that this is a case because a drunken public thing, it just doesn't seem like something that would have enough oomph to it for Cal to make up.
This isn't drunk in public. The charge is being
drunk
in a bar.
Drunk in a bar. Even then, I just don't think that there's something odd about this case that leads me to believe that it is a case. So I'm going to say, yes, it's a case, and I am going to say that the patrons or the people sticking up for the patrons prevail.
Mm. So yes. Drunk in public.
Drunk in the bar.
But the people who got drunk prevailed.
Okay. To quote one of my favorite comedians, Ron White, who was accused of being drunk in public, he says, I didn't intend to be drunk in public. I wanted to be drunk in the bar. You guys were the ones that brought me out here. But, yes, I...
Was that Tater Salad?
Tater Salad, that's right. Are you Ron Tater Salad White? But, yes.
That is a good one. I've seen that.
All right, Mr. Penny, case or no case?
Well, I would like to follow someone who's been successful in life. I like to be with those successful people.
He's not following me.
Todd's been so successful with 0 points. Why wouldn't I follow his analysis. I think that's a great analysis.
It's all a ploy.
It's all about Cal. You know, this is not about case or no case. This has never become about case or no case. It's about theorizing of Cal. And so the fact that that case is just too simple and just kind of like just a nothing to it, you know, it's just a, but when he does a full analysis with all these cool names and stuff, that's what he's faking us. So the answer is it's a case, and the patrons win. I'm with you, Todd.
So getting drunk in a bar, the people who got drunk in a bar
yep.
prevailed. Okay, Denise, go ahead. Case or no case?
Well, was this Chilkoot's, Charlie's, by any chance?
This is actually in Anchorage.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
You don't know the name of the bar?
No.
Because you know what Chilkoot's, what their motto is. We cheat the other guy and pass the savings on to you. Yeah. I was there on Saturday night.
So that's the, we cheat the other guy.
And pass the savings on to you.
I love that. That is
yeah,
great.
That's the truth.
Unfortunately, well, it may have been Chilkoot's. I don't know. But
yeah. Chilkoot's is a very notorious bar. There's probably one or two murders there every year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
oh, that's
fun.
A good one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
great. All right.
And it was also the Miners and the Trappers Ball when I was there, too.
Trappers Ball.
Yep. I did a rug is gone.
Wow.
We digress.
Okay.
Chilkoot's.
Chilkoot.
Okay.
Chilkoot Charlie's. They actually had a comedian show and a band.
You're stalling.
And it's not a case.
It's not a case.
No
case. Okay, Denise, that's a good one, I think. No
yeah.
case is a
no
good
case.
Call. So you got two cases, and the patrons win. And
you know why it's not
no
a case?
Case? Why?
Because the undercover police went in and ordered a beer.
Guess what? My dad would work for ABC, Alcohol Beverage Control.
They do it all the time.
He
yeah.
always orders. They
yeah.
just don't drink. They pretend to drink.
Yeah.
But they order all the time. My dad said he used to always order.
Oh, really?
I was
yep.
almost going to guess no case because it happens in Alaska, and Cal called them the police. And that's a strictly Southern term. But then he corrected himself later.
We'll be right back with case or no case. What's going to happen? Who's going to get points? Will Todd go from zero to a couple?
He'll stay
zero.
At zero.
Or one. We'll find out. Coming up next, the case or no case answer. Answers coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit concussionmedicalclinic.com to schedule your appointment.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
If Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax doesn't resign over allegations of abuse against two women, Democratic Delegate Patrick Hope says he'll move to force the Democrat out.
I believe these women. He needs to resign immediately.
So the Lieutenant Governor failed to do so. On Monday, I intend to introduce articles of impeachment on Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax.
Fairfax calls the allegations against him a political smear. Those in Hawaii may have thought they'd escaped from the weather woes facing much of the continental United States, but a strong storm hitting Hawaii is bringing 40-mile-per-hour winds and 60-foot waves on beaches facing north. Hiro Toila is the state's emergency management director.
For those folks that are living on the North Shore, we would urge them to be vigilant and be prepared for the possibility that they may need to evacuate their homes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials a lot for a decade. I think, I'm just gonna try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
We're talking about this anomaly of drunk in a bar in Alaska, and which is rare, but it sounds like it may happen every once in a while. I don't know, Cal, but let us know what the outcome of this case is where apparently patrons are being pulled out and being cited in Alaska or had been on a case for being drunk, not in public, but in, quote, public, in quotes, but drunk in a bar.
Well, so the first question is, how many of you said this was not a case? That would be Denise. Denise said it was not a case. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, yes. What do you know?
Todd, we at least got one.
How many of you said that the plaintiff, that is the drunks, prevailed in the case?
We're all for the drunks. Yeah. We're all for the drunks. All right. Todd was right. Todd, tell him what you said during the break, though. Tell everybody what Todd nailed it during the break.
Well, so what I said was when Cal said, well, Todd, maybe he just got at least one point. As we were going to the break, it was like, okay, I think I got one. And then it occurred to me when I hadn't remembered is this could have been like a city ordinance they were enforcing. And that is one area that I commonly overlook in case or no case, because I'm thinking of the statutes from the criminal law standpoint, and I always forget that there could always be some wingnut secure or city code.
However,
yes,
in the state of Alaska, it is illegal to be drunk in a bar.
Is it really?
Really?
In the state of Alaska, it's illegal to be drunk in a bar. The server and the drinker can each be held on misdemeanor charges. They can be arrested or they can be cited. The legislator who sponsored this bill said this isn't really about people enjoying themselves in a bar. It's about over-serving.
Right.
So if someone is over-serving, that means the client in the bar is drunk. So the person who over-serves and knows the guy's drunk, you know, then he's liable. And the guy who's drinking too much ought to have an idea. He's a little tipsy, so we can cite him as well. And they said The ultimate goal is to cut down on violent crime associated with excessive drinking, like the murders in Denise's new favorite bar. You know, they want to cut down on those, and those usually would only happen when people get too drunk, wouldn't you think, Todd?
Well, I agree with that. However, here's the problem I have with that legislation. How do you define drunk? Because, you know, they had such a problem with defining drunk for purposes of drunk driving back in the day that they finally, all 50 states finally said, you know what, we're not going to argue about whether or not you're a functional alcoholic and so you are drunk to the point that you can't function when you're a .16, whereas somebody who's a lightweight is drunk off their butt after one beer and they're probably only a .03. We're not going to deal with that. We're just going to say that you are intoxicated for purposes of driving when your blood alcohol level is .08 or higher. Now Utah's lowered it to what, .05?
Here's an objective standard. Right.
Yeah. That's right. So my question for this one is, where's the objective standard if you're going to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, which all crimes have to have that as their basis, where's the objective standard that somebody is drunk, that all the people in the bar were drunk? I think the only thing that they can necessarily prove is that all the people in the bar had been drinking, but that they were all drunk, giving the very varying differences. Is there anything in the statute that says, by the way, if you're above this blood alcohol level, we're going to use the same one for driving?
Well, because, you know, the Highway Patrol in California, when there's a drunk driving arrest, especially in smaller jurisdictions, they send out a drunk driving specialist in every arrest that they can, for that person not only to do the breathalyzer testing, but to look at the other subjective standards,
all of that stuff. And what I'll say, all of the, they don't send somebody out.
Right.
Every police officer is trained in the administration of what they call field sobriety tests.
But CHP has specialists in that as well.
Well, right. what CHP sends out is if you don't detect alcohol.
Oh, right. Okay.
Then what they do is they send out a drug detection expert to see if there's
something other than
alcohol that is impairing you, and that's a specialized thing.
Yeah. Okay.
There is a crime in California at 647 subdivision F called drunk in public, and
that's a penal code.
We're talking
about that pretty soon in Bezos in a minute.
Yeah, and in order to prove somebody there, they have to prove that they are so intoxicated that they are unable to care for themselves or others, such that they present a danger to themselves. You know that you'd walk in the middle of a street and get run over or something. So. Interesting case.
And it doesn't say whether it's objective or subjective.
Yeah.
I'm presuming it's subjective. The officer makes an observation, and then they talk to him outside. But anyway, in Alaska, against the law to be drunk in a bar.
Those of you going to Alaska, beware. And you go to Alaska, and I've been on a cruise to Alaska. You walk up and down some of those main streets, there's a lot of bars.
Yeah.
They are like every other
There's a bar called the Birdhouse, and the Birdhouse was outside of Anchorage, going down Kenai, and it was built on the fault, on the earthquake fault, and the earthquake made the bar go down. So this is a bar that went down like this, and it was famous for having bars and underwear all over the whole inside of this bar.
Some places put ties up on the ceiling.
Yeah, no, they just, like, nail them up and stuff. And now what they did in Chilkoots is they have a part of Chilkoots that's called the Birdhouse. And they recreated the Birdhouse inside of Chilkoots.
Huh. Well, here's what's interesting about this case. One final note. Many people in Alaska don't know that it's against the law for them to be drunk in a bar. So they're caught by complete surprise when this undercover beer narcs come in and bust them. They go, what? I'm in a bar. What do you want from me? Right.
So let me get this right. Alaska has a law that it's illegal to be drunk in a bar. Newsflash, upcoming on the legislative agenda. Alaska is now going to pass a law that it's illegal to have snow in your backyard.
Exactly right. Yes. Except in the winter.
No, even in the winter.
Bars and underwear. Where else are we going to go? Let's go directly to the Bezos case. Bezos case.
Okay.
This is the National Enquirer, AMI, is being scrutinized over this Bezos story. And there's a lot of issues here that, and again, you're probably out there listening to this. I've heard this. We've heard it discussed all week. But we've got a take on it as lawyers different than all those pundits. And that's why you listen to Radio Law Talk. The first thing that's interesting is, notice Bezos, those of you who don't know what's going on, that you've been living under a rock, basically Bezos is the owner of Amazon and is a very successful, wealthy man. man has...
he is the richest man in the world.
The richest man in the world. Mm-hmm. And basically, there's allegedly some pictures out there of his junk. All right? That's the long and the short of it. And he's upset. And he's upset because he...
That's the long and the short of it.
That's exactly right. Wait. There you go.
Wait a minute.
That's exactly...
Who took pictures of his... Wait.
This is no fun.
Wait a minute.
They call it an underwaist selfie.
Okay. Anyway,
so
the underwaist
did that on purpose?
Selfie. And we don't, the situation is, supposedly, the National Enquirer, or better known as AMI, has these pictures and has basically been discussing with his attorneys an option to not show them. For money, apparently.
In exchange for political favor.
Political favor.
Kind of have to digress a little bit because Bezos owns the Washington Post.
Right.
And, it's been alleged that he bought that to have political influence. He had the Washington Post investigate AMI, which is the holding company for National Enquirer, to find out how the heck they got these selfies and this stuff off his phone. Because he
could have
figured it out.
Or someone else's phone. He could have sent it to someone.
Yeah, he had no idea. Yeah. So the exchange was, we won't show these pictures in National Enquirer. In exchange, you stop investigating us.
What, do they keep them on the phone just in case he's going to need them? I mean,
I'm not sure what's going on there. But here's the point.
And you don't like to have to keep taking new pictures of them, so you got to have a nice stockpile that...
And you do that because, 30 years from now, you can say, look, I promise it was that way here.
Look, it's like real estate agents that put the picture of themselves from 20 years ago.
Oh.
When you meet them in person, you're like, oh, wait a minute. You ain't the person on the picture out in front of the house.
Those were the days, he says.
Oh, back in my day.
We digress on the legal issues of this case.
Right.
But here's the issue. The issue that I see of this case is, so apparently Bezos then shows to the public what? He shows this letter from the attorneys from AMI. But here's the issue, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Those are settlement letters that are intended to go out, that are not admissible, that are protected if they're trying to settle a case. You can talk settlement with a client and with the opposing party. You can't use that, those settlement discussions or any of those issues, for evidence. And so the question is that, at least in a court of law, can they use that, those letters from the lawyers, trying to resolve this case with their lawyers as evidence? I say no. And this is going to be interesting. We're going to talk a little bit more about this when we come back.
Well, it's a good spin.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's a spin. So we'll come back and talk a little more about Bezos, and then we'll move on and do some discussion about a little bit more about the kid that's having some issues with the Catholic school.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. months. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
About his junk pictures, he's mad at Pecker.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Why is Bezos mad at Pecker?
Well, Pecker owns AMI.
Okay. So
I know that's a name that you just can't get out of your mind.
I know AMI, weird name.
Yeah, I would have known.
We're a bunch of silly people here. So what's the interesting thing, Denise, about
AMI?
Okay,
so this is what I had forgotten all about because it's been 2 years now.
Right.
But one of the very first entities, if you will, that pled guilty under Mueller investigation was AMI. AMI pled guilty to paying off McDougal for her story about her affair with Trump and to bury it.
Right.
And to actually save Trump from having that embarrassment during the elections. They pled guilty to that.
Because it was claimed to be a political payoff.
Yeah, it's claimed to be an illegal campaign contribution.
Okay, there you go. Good.
Okay. So they're under probation.
Backdrop.
That's the backdrop. So
right.
AMI is now under probation for that. And the question is, Bezos is now claiming that the political... AMI politicized this issue with him and said, don't investigate us through Washington Post, and in exchange, we won't release these pictures of you that are self-incriminating.
But it was a communication between their lawyers for settlement negotiations.
That's true. That's what Bezos released.
And
now, he didn't do it through the Washington Post. He actually did it himself through his own blogs. So, you know, clearly he hasn't done something improper because he's not an attorney. He's not held to that standard. And, you know, he hasn't, like, released settlement negotiations in violation of any kind of restriction. But that's the backdrop for this.
Yeah, because it says, according to the deal, they shall not, this is, the, okay, AMI or National Enquirer, the deal that they made on probation was they, quote, shall not, shall commit no crimes whatsoever for 3 years.
Right.
And so that's why, because when I first heard about this, I said, why is the government getting involved in this? This is ridiculous. Well, I mean, what about Joe Schmo that takes a picture of his junk and sends it to his girlfriend and then gets out and there's an issue going on? Do you think that the prosecutor and the DAs is going to get involved in that? No, they're not going to deal with that. They don't care. They don't care. But this is, guess what? That's a full-time job, Todd, for people, the DA's office.
Look at it this way. If I have compromising pictures of Cal, that's what I'll say it because this headset's off. If I somehow get compromising pictures of Cal, okay?
Of his knees. Maybe a picture of his knees or something?
Let's say I'm not a lawyer. I'm just the average Joe. And I go to Cal and I say, well, Cal, here's the deal. I am either going to post these pictures online or you are going to give me $50,000.
Okay.
Okay.
And your lawyer sends that to his lawyer.
Well hold on. I'm not even there to lawyers yet.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to post these pictures or
you pay me.
Or you pay me $50,000.
Clear case of extortion.
That is textbook extortion.
Correct.
I have a legal right to post the pictures. I have a legal right to ask for $50,000. I do not have a legal right to do those two in connection with each other.
Now, reality.
And I don't. And as a DA, we would get cases periodically where one person was threatening another. That person would go to the police and say, look, this person got, it usually happened with teenagers. Okay, so-and-so got pictures of me. I sent it to my boyfriend. He traded in my trading cards. It got over to this guy. This guy is now threatening me and saying he's going to post them, and the DA would get involved to help protect, and then there would be, they'll take those pictures of yourself. But still, that's textbook extortion. Now, the interesting thing here is the argument that once lawyers get involved, and I really don't have an answer to this question, why is it that the exact same conduct is now not illegal simply because the people sending the communications back and forth have bar cards?
Well, it's because it's a negotiation.
They're trying to settle a dispute.
Again, what's the dispute?
Well,
the dispute is whether they're going to post those pictures and publish them.
How is that dispute any different than two private people doing the exact same thing?
Let's back up, Todd.
That's a great question.
I agree.
Let me answer that for you.
Sure.
You don't think lawyers all the time don't negotiate back and forth about criminal cases nonstop? The DA's office negotiates with a private attorney. Oh, hey, my guy killed the person, but guess what? We're going to negotiate, and those negotiations are private, confidential, and cannot be discussed.
But when that happens, the charge is already out there about what the person is going
to
do.
It's public record.
And it's public record, and they're going to do something. And you're taking this to a different realm. I'm talking about the limited example of, I have pictures of Cal. As a private individual, I go to Cal and I say, you give me $50,000 or I'm posting these online.
And I say, I don't want you to do that, so I have two choices. I can either run to a law enforcement authority or my lawyer, or I can say, here's the $50,000, or would you do it not publish him for $10,000?
That's right, and that's all it is. And my question is, in that example, regardless of what lawyers can do in criminal law, regardless of what they can do, if their family law is setting negotiations back and forth and all that, why is it that if Cal and I are doing that and I decide to hire Denise as my lawyer and Cal decides to hire Fred as his lawyer, and now they are communicating over the exact same subject matter, why is that now not illegal?
Because attorneys' communication is so sacred, is the sacred cow, in my opinion,
it's privileged,
that it's privileged, and it's a higher standard for attorneys. And that allows our system to work so attorneys can openly discuss, openly negotiate, openly talk.
There's
about
an exception to that.
Okay, now,
you cannot threaten a criminal action
Absolutely.
In a civil case to gain an
right,
advantage.
That's exactly
so
right.
Even if an attorney in there says, look, we're going to, okay, in this case, it involved in Bezos' case, it involved an investigation, right?
What kind of investigation?
Washington Post investigating whether or not this action was politically motivated.
Okay,
so just a journalistic investigation.
Exactly.
Under the color of authority.
Correct.
Okay.
But let's say that it was a criminal investigation.
Yes.
We're going to ask you, in exchange for us not producing or publishing these texts and pictures of you, in exchange, you have to stop the criminal investigation. Now, that may not be protected speech by the attorneys.
Under California state bar ethics, that would absolutely be a violation. I have here, now this is what happens, this is where DAs get mixed up, okay? There's a thing called a civil compromise. So if I'm prosecuting somebody for theft, right, and they come back and the defense can come to me and say, tell you what, if they agree to make restitution and settle this thing civilly, will you dump the criminal case? As a DA, I can accept that, no problem. As a DA, I cannot make that offer because now I'm leveraging criminal prosecution for somebody to gain an advantage
in a
civil suit. We see this sometimes when people send threat letters, lawyer threat letters, saying, if you do not do this, we will seek this out to the fullest extent of the law. That's not a problem.
Right.
But because it can be sued, what does that mean?
Yes,
fullest
general,
extent.
It's general.
But if they say in the letter, if you do not do this, we are going to the police and are going to report you for what happened, now they violated their ethics. Even though it's attorney communication, I still go back to the main issue which we had was, why is it illegal for me and Cal to do, or for me to do something to Cal, but I can call my attorney and have my attorney call and say the exact same thing and have it not be illegal.
I brought that up. It's the secret.
Yeah.
It's a higher level of protection because that's very important.
But it's still extortion. It's still blackmail.
But I think, just so you know,
well, they have already released the pictures and the text messages. They already published.
Oh.
So now it's after the fact.
But what I was trying to say is, it is a higher law, and Denise was right. It's not carte blanche that lawyers can do stuff. There are still ethic rules that we have to follow, but in general, the protection should be higher. And the point I want to get to on this, and let's save it for the beginning of hour two. If you want to talk about it, 855 Law Radio, Denise, which is what's phone number, or
855-529-7234.
Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. But I want to talk more about this, especially the reality of it, Todd, that I'm trying to get to is, think of the DAs prosecuting every Joe Schmo and gal that has an issue with pictures going back and forth, whether or not they'd have time to handle that throughout the United States. We'll be right back, hour number two, and discuss this a little more.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. Feel free to chime in next hour. We'd love to hear from you. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.